Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Did I not call it about, I don't know, a year ago or whatever it was when this was happening with Mike Johnson? I said, beware. He's a rhino. He's a rhino. Now he's showing his colors loud and clear. Everyone can see him for what he is. Very obvious to see. Let me back this up a little bit. Folks, I got a little something different going on today. I got a timer. I got this timer here. And I'm going to be doing some mid rolls, so I'm going to set it for 30 minutes. If I don't hear it go off, if you all hear it go off, remind me that I have this timer here, and I have to do a mid roll. So that's what I got to do. So I'm going to set it in front of you guys. 30 minutes. It's at 30 minutes. Yeah, it's working. All right, so folks. I was with Juanito for two whole days. I met Mark Cook. I might either Mike Cook or Mark Cook, so forgive me. Mark Cook, and he is working on the election, exposing all of it. Now, this guy's traveling the country right now, going county to county, state to state, showing just how they did it. And this guy's the leading expert in the field, and I did an interview with him. That's on ninoscorner.tv. You have got to watch it. You got to go there and see it to understand how this took place. It's incredible. This guy's a leading tech expert. It's something you don't want to miss. You've got to really watch this guy. You got to understand his lingo, his terminology. I can't say it here on FluffTube, but you got to understand. Nino's sleeping in. No, I'm not sleeping in. Folks, look, I've had probably one of the toughest times of my life the last 3 weeks. Like, it's been hellacious for me with a lot of things regarding my family, my parents. So I'm going through a lot. I've been missing a lot of sleep. It's been really hectic. So just bear with me. If I miss a show here and there, just understand it's because it's an emergency. That's the only reason. So, folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave it on a reboot. the Mexican mix on Amazon. Leave an honest review. Folks, remember, I'm having the contest. The contest is you screenshot all your shares, all your likes, send it to, and if you sub, send it to Nino's Contests, contest plural, Nino's Contests at Gmail. First prize, $1,500. Second prize, $1,000. Third prize, $500. All to be picked at the end of May. So please, folks, help me out. I'm helping you out. Help me out. All right, folks. Morning Kick, baby, with Chuck Norris. Wah! All right. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? Well, I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change, folks. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she still feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, and she has more energy to last throughout the day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going chuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking on the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health, folks. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it really is. Just remember, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old. He's 81 and yet has more energy than me. I have to say that on here. I have to say that he has more energy than me. Oh, boy. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage your body as we age. Watch his method by clicking on the link in the description box below. That's chuckdefense.com/wah Nino. You love it. You love it. You know you do. You know you do. And then I got a mid-roll in about, almost 25 minutes from now. So I'm going to put the mid-roll right there. Yeah, I'm doing these new mid-rolls, folks. You got to help remind me. I might forget. So Telegram Nino's Corner, X Nino Boxer, PatriotWear.com, bing right there. All right, I hit the mark. PatriotWear.com, you guys also send me some really cool ideas. I just got a really cool idea on Venmo from a subscriber that gave me a great idea for a shirt. And I'm going to do that soon. You're going to find out what it is very soon because I just sent the idea to my people. So, folks, Nino's Corner.tv, Nino's Corner.tv, Angela Stanton King, RFK's campaign advisor, was on there. I just had her on, and we'll see where that leads. We'll see where that leads. I also got Susan Bradford talking about Transnational Crime Syndicate, going deep on that. Did Hitler, obviously we know he did. I knew this already. It was common sense. He created the Jewish state, right? So if it wasn't for him, none of it would have really happened, would it? Huh. Things that make you go, I don't know. I like to bring things out for you all to choose and decide. Use your discernment. Go from there. Mark Cook. I guess it is Mark Cook. Mark Cook, a Crash 101 course on the you-know-what, on what Biden did. So you got to go there and check that out. It'll blow your mind. He talks about basically the codes and details within on how it was done. And he's going county to county, state to state, to prove this, to show this to everyone. So it's really worth, it is really worth looking into and watching the whole interview to get to know the guy. He'll be coming to your county very soon. So, hey, it's worth it, I think. Mike King is the next general in the general's tent, April 25th, just a few days from now. You can ask him whatever you want. He's been an amazing guest on my show. April 25th, 5 p.m. So the general's tent. Let's get ready to do this. Have your questions ready. It's going to be a big one. Tom Nelson. I had Tom Nelson on, producer of the movie Climate. Goes against everything you're hearing, folks. Everything. Worth listening to, worth watching. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby, yeah. Oh, boy, I'm losing some weight. I've been under a lot of stress. I look sick. I don't like when I lose too much weight. I start looking weird. You ever see those people that just start looking weird when they lose weight? You're like, I like it better heavy. That's what I'm looking like. I'm looking at myself right now, and I'm like, what is this? What am I looking at here? I don't like it. Oh, man. I also wonder sometimes, like, when I look in the mirror, I'm like, man, am I going to be that old dude that, like, when I start aging, am I going to start getting the scar tissue from boxing? Oh, what about that Ryan Garcia fight? Wow. Now, folks, I did give the fight to Devin Haney. Not that this – obviously, they should have stopped the fight in the seventh round. Ryan Garcia destroyed him. I have one thing to say to Devin Haney and his dad. Don't do it. Don't take the rematch. Your son was very hurt in that fight. If you love your son, step off. Stop trying to live vicariously through your son. He's hurt. Now he's really hurt. His brain is hurt. You want him to die? You want him to die? Those were vicious shots he took in the ring. You're going to make him stupid for the rest of his life if you put him back in there because of your ego. I know all about dads and fighters. Not my dad. My dad wasn't like that. But I know a lot about these dads that try to be the trainer, try to be the manager, try to control their son. My dad wasn't like that, but I know a lot of them in the boxing world. And that's this guy. Step back. If you love your son, step back. Don't put him back in there with his kid. Ryan's too dangerous right now. He has the same left hook. Folks, Ryan Garcia, my talent was equal to Ryan Garcia. I'm not even lying to you. Go look at my left hooks. My left hooks were devastating, more devastating than this kid. because I would put them out and it would be over. I hit somebody with a left hook. They're asleep. They're not getting up. But I was a heavyweight. But my left hook was crisper, sharper. I'm telling you, it was better than Ryan Garcia's. That's how phenomenal of a fighter I was. I'm not even lying. But I self-sabotaged. I ruined it all. I pissed it away. Now I'm doing podcasting. Go figure. So I don't think and Ryan also, you know, you can say in one breath that you're for God and you back Jesus Christ, and then you have a lot of young kids looking up to you and you're talking about going off and drinking, doing cocaine. You're sending a double message. You're sending two messages here. You're saying that in one breath that you love Jesus Christ to live a good life, blah, 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 and then you're endorsing alcohol, the exact drug that takes to dumb down society. You're already part of the bread and circus, my friend. Don't further that. Let's. I want to see you do good and really kick some ass. You have the world by the balls right now. Don't piss it away. There's a lot of responsibility on you now, man. And I know that's going to take a toll. I know it is. All right, folks. You might want to turn it down or turn it up. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. Let's go. So, will the real Mike Johnson please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. You can't serve two masters, can you, buddy? Oh, I follow Jesus Christ. I love Jesus Christ. But I'll fund the wars. I'll fund wars of killing people. Yeah. I knew when I saw you a mile away. I could sniff out bullshit. You know why? Well, let's just say, 95% of politicians are full of shit, Republican and Democrat. 99, maybe. So he's exposed, and I said he would be a long time ago. And if you've been following me, you know that I'm over the target many, many times. Now, I'm not good at predicting dates. Nobody is. And that's why I have Bo Pony on a lot of the time, because I, you know, he's a time analyst. And I know they're going by a different calendar. We all know that on my show. So that's why I have him on, because I find it very interesting. So in this bill that's going to fund war for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, everybody said except protecting our borders, we're going to go fund everyone's wars, protect their borders, but not ours. Nah. Why? Because this is the controlled demolition of America. Don't you know? This is it. We're living in it right now for a while. So we're going to watch the country go way off the rails, and you're going to realize, gee, I wish Mr. T was back. This wasn't happening with Mr. T. And you're going to see a lot more lies being spewed in the MSM media. It's going to really kick off now. What did I say? Nothing would happen on the solar eclipse. Nothing did happen. But now it's all about to happen. It was just a marker. But here we go. Moving forward, shit's going to really happen. The eclipse was just like a whistle being blown, like, brrr, go. That's all that was. So here's the answer. Don't vote in a Mason. The tricks are simple, folks. They push through controversial bills and legislation when they come under the radar. Let's say Christmas vacation. On Christmas vacation, when majority of Congress was home with family, they passed the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, which plunged us into debt slavery. Thank you, I am chosen. Other tricks they use is telling Congress they have to read 10,000 pages before the deadline to vote the next day. All kinds of shit they throw at them. Or is it as simple as a blackmail they may have on some of the politicians? Like, you vote that way, we show this video to the world and your family. Remember that girl you slept with? She was 12. What do you mean? I thought she was 19, 20. Nah. We threw a lot of makeup on her. We made her look that old. Nah, she was 12. Yeah, She was from El Salvador. Well, I can't have that. No, you can't. It'll ruin your family. You'll go to jail, too. So when I saw Mike Johnson praying in front of everybody and proclaiming Jesus, I always say, beware. Beware of the people that push the Jesus narrative the most. That's what I say. That's me, though. I've learned the hard way with them. You can't serve two masters. You can't be part of the secret handshake club and then confess your love for Jesus. Who do you serve? Because at the end of the day, the secret handshake club is going to come up to you and say, you owe us your loyalty, sir. But I love Jesus. Jesus. You can still love Jesus. It's all good. But we got to fund this war. So you got to do what we're telling you. You understand that, right? Remember when Pence got the coin, the silver coin, and there was a guy standing behind Mitch McConnell, the turkey gizzard? He looks like a turkey. He looks like one of those cartoon chickens. You know, you guys ever watch Foghorn and Leghorn? He looks like one of the chickens. I don't know. Like, that's just what Mitch McConnell looks like to me. Anyway, yeah. Behind him was a man sitting there like, don't fuck with us. Do you guys remember that? I do. My point being, you can't serve Christ. You cannot serve two masters. You can't serve Christ and you can't be part of the secret handshake club. You owe your loyalty to one or the other. Our God is a jealous God, right? That's how I see it. That's how I see it. So as this $95 billion funding bill gets passed, what do? They slip in the TikTok ban. And you're going to ask yourself, you're going to probably say, well, that's fine. I mean, they're controlled by China. We don't want them spying on us. They're spying on you anyway. Everything is spying on you. The thing that TikTok does is it holds other platforms accountable because why? More free information is flowing through TikTok, and that's why FluffTube hates them. And that's why I have to say FluffTube, but other platforms hate them because free information is coming through and it's competitive for everybody else. They don't like that. They want to control the narrative. So, you're going to be banned or you got to sell. That was slipped into this bill. So if you understand, and I know people behind the scenes telling me this stuff, that TikTok is the biggest competitor to FluffTube. So now they have to get bought out by who? I don't know, maybe FluffTube, maybe Rumble. I don't know what's going to happen, but they're taking out their competition. So that way they can go back to, you know what they did in 2020. As we approach 2024, does that make sense? Give me a thumbs up if you understand what I'm talking about. That's why TikTok's important. That's why Mr. T comes out and goes, I don't know. You know, I think they should stick around. You get what I'm saying here? TikTok is holding them accountable. It's competition. So now that makes sense, right? That makes sense. So that's the truth on it. My perspective. So they need to control the narrative going into 24 November cycle. So I spent a couple days with Juanito. I was with him for 2 days. And I did learn a lot. I did learn a lot. And I talked to some other people on the phone. Mark Cook was here. I learned a lot about the voting. I'll tell you that right now. Wow. If there's any interview you ever watch on ninoscorner.tv, you got to go watch Mark Cook and share the hell out of it. Well, I guess you can't share the hell out of it. Well, tell your friends to subscribe. I'll probably put it on Rumble later on, but right now it's on ninoscorner.tv and it's fire. It's absolute fire. And I'm telling you, you got to watch it. You got to watch it. I'll probably share it in a couple weeks. It's disgusting. It's actually very disgusting where we're at right now as a country and how they're doing this, how they're actually getting by with this, the way they're doing it. is unbelievable. I mean, wait till you listen to this interview. Wait till you hear this interview from Mark Cook. It's unreal. It's unreal how they're managing to do this. So, U.S. House passes $95 billion Ukraine-Israel aid package. Sends it to Senate, but we know what Senate's going to do. Sounds good to us. Washington, the U.S. House of Representatives on Saturday, with broad bipartisan support, passed the $95 billion legislative package providing security assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Over bitter objections from Republican hardliners, the legislation now proceeds to the Democrat majority Senate, which passed a similar measure more than 2 months ago. U.S. leaders, they're just blow. Folks, your tax dollars are not staying here. Do you understand that? They're leaving to other countries while our borders are wide open. None of your money is going to America. It's all going to China, to Taiwan, to Israel, to Ukraine. All your money's going there. That's what you're working your ass off to fund this. How does that make you feel inside? You feel good? Yeah, feels really good to be working for the machine, the war machine. So the Senate is set to begin considering the House passed bill on Tuesday with some preliminary votes that afternoon. Final passage was expected sometime next week, which would clear the way for Biden to sign it into law. The bill provides $60.84 billion to address the conflict in Ukraine, including $23 billion to replenish U.S. weapons, stocks, and facilities, $26 billion for Israel, including $9.1 billion for humanitarian needs that we caused, and $8.12 billion for the Indo-Pacific, including Taiwan. Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky expressed his thanks, saying U.S. lawmakers moved to keep history on the right track. Of course he's going to say that. He's scared. He was sweaty at night. But what you need to know is that your government is completely out of fucking control. It's out of control. And that's what we're all watching right now. It's off the rails. And you have to expect it to continue this way. They're showing you who they are. That's the whole object of what's happening right now, is to show you how the world is really ran when Mr. T's not there. You can hate him. The liberals still hate him, though. They still hate him. You know, when you see someone like Michael Rappaport changing his views, I can't stand that slob dick. And now he's all like, well, you know, it's on the table. How far ahead of the ball have we all been? We have to wait. The painful part about all of this, the grueling, frustrating part, is we all have to wait. We have to wait for the... We have to wait for them. And the other hard part about that is the arrogance they have, because they've all thought they were way smarter than us. We know what's going on. How dare you? And now they're like, oh, shit. This is no fun. I don't like nuclear war. Biden, who had urged Congress since last year to approve, and didn't we say this from the very beginning? We've been saying this 4 years ago. Oh, you're crazy, nuclear war. This guy, he's a conspiracy nut. Listen to what he's saying. We know! We got the playbook. That's how we know. These people are sick. They don't give a fuck about you. Biden, who had urged Congress since last year to approve the additional aid to Ukraine, said in a statement, it comes at a moment of grave urgency with Israel facing unprecedented attacks from Iran and Ukraine under continued bombardment from Russia. The whole objective is to drain our resources. That's it, folks. That's what this is about. Further plunge us into debt and slavery. And then have the solution. Oh, universal basic income. Here you come. Here you go. For all you liberals out there, you'll be happy now. You can smoke your weed on your couch, eat your Doritos, watch TV, play with your virtual goggles, and you'll have your little $1,000 check come in every month. And so will everybody else. And then you'll have a limited time to spend it. If you don't spend it, it goes right back to the government. So you're going to have to go out and buy stuff to keep the corporations happy. President Zelensky says Ukraine aid deal passed by House, by U.S. House, will save thousands of lives. It's going to save thousands of lives. Zelensky has thanked the U.S. Congress for approving the $60 billion aid package for Ukraine, saying it will save thousands of lives, mainly his. It saves his little ass for a while. But like I said, the walls are closing in on all these people, and they're going to find that out very soon. Now, this is a side note, could Mr. T be arrested and thrown in jail? I was told the other day it could happen, but not jail like you think. Perceivably, he'll be out of the picture. He'll be in Camp David or something like that, on like a house arrest, if that happens. But it's very unlikely. But if it happens, he ain't going to the slammer. He's not going to the slammer. But optically, he'll be taken out of view. So the secret slip through. My timer's about to go off any second. It's about to go off. You guys are going to be listening to another commercial pretty soon. TikTok ban now inevitable after House overwhelmingly passes bill forcing the sale of TikTok. So TikTok, the House of Representatives, have overwhelmingly passed a bill that will ban TikTok in the United States unless its Chinese owner divests from the company, making final passage into law inevitable. It's going to be inevitable. Insiders say the ban was tied to the vote on a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and has gotten comparatively little attention. So nobody's really talking about it because it was slipped right in. It was just slipped right in there. And you know these lawmakers, they don't fucking read the bills. Of course, they get a big thing on their desk like this, and they're like, oh, fuck. And then they go talk to somebody, and they go, you're going to pass this. You're going to pass this. It's okay. It just has some things in there, so you don't need to read it. You don't need to read it. And they're representing you. These people are representing you. Don't worry about it. just push it through. It's in your best interest to push it through. You like your job. You like making your money. Push it through. Just push it through. Roughly 150 million Americans are on TikTok, and there have been growing fears among lawmakers about what influence its Chinese communist owners have on the company. But we let big spy balloons float all around America. In recent months, TikTok has made headlines for promoting Osama bin Laden and urging young users to choke each other. After Hamas terrorist massacre in Israel, the company has faced accusations of promoting propaganda and turning younger Americans toward Islamic terrorism. So that's the concern here. That's what they're telling you the concern is. Sure. sure it is. The House votes for possible TikTok ban in the U.S., but don't expect the app to go away anytime soon. So the House passed legislation Saturday that would ban TikTok in the United States if the popular social media platform's China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. But don't expect the app to go away anytime soon. The decision by House Republicans to include TikTok as part of a larger foreign aid package, a priority for President Joe Biden with broad congressional support for Ukraine and Israel, fast-tracked the ban. So you got to see, you know, this is very important for Biden to fast track the ban. So right there, you know, just from that, to fast track the ban, an earlier version had stalled in the Senate. The standalone bill with a shorter 6-month selling deadline passed the House in March by an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote, as both Democrats and Republicans voiced national security concerns about the app's owner, the Chinese technology firm ByteDance. The modified measure passed by a 360-58 vote, now goes to the Senate after negotiations that lengthened the timeline for the company to sell to 9 months, with possible additional 3 months if a sale is in progress. So, man, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. Real interesting. The timer went off. Get ready for some get ready for some gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino, folks. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. As this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, this is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains that these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these health foods, and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix the problem from your own home, folks. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden potential toxin. And I've learned it, but I'm not allowed to say it. It's pretty crazy, actually. This is something you do need to look into because it's scary. GutCleanseProtocol.com/Nino. And everything starts with the gut, folks. I'm telling you that. Why do you think I'm losing so much weight? Because I'm cleaning out my gut. Well, because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public for free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid that you think are healthy. And you got it, folks. You got to leave them alone. I can't say what they are. I've watched this video a few times. I'm really losing a lot of weight. Can you guys tell I'm losing a lot of weight? I don't want to look like I have HIV or something, but I look like I'm losing a lot of weight. So gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. Yeah. I'm going fucking crazy here. You guys like the little timer I bought? It's one of those. I don't know. I just needed something basic, something I can just wind up and I can hear it clicking away. Clicking away. Someone told me, oh, you should get a bell, like a boxing bell. So I could ping, hey. You hate ads? Listen, I got to put food on the table. You know what I'm saying? I got to eat too. Am I not allowed to eat? I'm already losing so much weight. Maybe I don't want to eat anymore. Maybe that's the trick. You know, I watched the Ryan Garcia fight and the Devin Haney fight, and I got to tell you, I wanted to cry because I know, you know, I used to be that phenomenal, man. I was that fucking talented. Still are. I can still crack somebody and send them into Tomorrowland. But just knowing that your youth is just for such a short period of time and then it just vaporizes. It's gone. It's just fucking gone. And you blink and you turn around and you're 40. You blink again, then you're 50. You blink again, you're 70. Then you're dead. You don't blink anymore. And then you start wondering, I start thinking about, like, I don't know. Does anything fucking matter? It's all just a dream. It was all just a moment in time. Did it ever really matter? Nobody cares about my boxing career but me. All that hard work, all the fucking training, for what? I got a lot of injuries. It was a lot of pressure, a lot of expectations. So let's talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, she should just be Speaker of the House. Just let's put her in. That's it. So Marjorie Taylor Greene calls on Johnson to resign after foreign aid bill passes. If he doesn't do so, he will be vacated. And then what? We get another rhino in there? I think I would trust Marjorie, but I think she can be, you know, I don't know if I'd trust her fully. Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene on Sunday said House Speaker Mike Johnson betrayed Republican voters after the House approved new aid for Ukraine, threatening to call a vote for his oust if he doesn't resign. So she's telling him, resign, motherfucker! Mike Johnson's speakership is over. He needs to do the right thing to resign and allow us to move forward in a controlled process. If he doesn't do so, he will be vacated, Green said on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. After months of resisting putting a foreign aid bill on the House floor, Johnson joined the Democrats on Saturday to advance a $95 billion foreign aid package, which contains $61 billion for Ukraine. That's where all our shit's going. It's nice. Oh, it's so nice. As we just get flooded by immigrants coming here to live for free. There's not enough hotels or motels for them anymore, but that's okay. Johnson maintains that he has not asked any Democrats for their help, but senior Republicans believe they will be able to count on support across the aisle to swiftly kill any motion to vacate the speaker's chair, a feeling that may have bolstered Johnson's confidence in pressing ahead with his plans. Boy, are these people going to be in for a massive surprise sooner than later. Oh, boy. They're all being watched. Yep. They're not going to know what the fuck hit them. Election interest hits new low in tight Biden-Trump race. So people are like, well, we just don't want either of them. Sure. Yeah. I buy that one. I sure buy that one. It's just the election interest just, it's lost its dazzle. It's lost its pizzazz. So this share of voters who say they have a high interest in the 2024 election has hit a nearly 20-year low. Says who? Most people know who they want. It's just the fact that they can't take the fact that they don't want you know who. So they're saying, oh, both of them nobody cares for either of them. Why? Because what I think is going to happen here is come convention time, the switcheroo may happen. And then they're going to say, wow, there's a new interest. There's a new excitement about the race now. Sure. The poll shows Biden trimming Trump's previous lead to just 2 points, folks. Can you believe it? Wow. In a head-to-head, they're head-to-head, folks. They're in a head-to-head contest. One has mean tweets. The other wants nuclear war. Wow, that means they're head-to-head. So mean tweets, nuclear war. Wow, they're just in a tight race, folks. They're in a tight race. Mean tweets are just too damn bad. I can't take that. But nuclear war, that's okay. I can deal with that. If you vaporize me and my family, I can live with that. But mean tweets, fuck you. You're not going to do that to me or my family. You're not going to insult me and my pronouns. Nuclear war, fucking totally fine with that. We need to get humans off this planet because they're just bad. They're bad, and we need to make room for the animals. Nuclear war is fine. That's fine if you have to do it that way. Understandable. We get that. We totally understand that. We are good with that. No more straws and plastic bottles. Israel launches airstrike. Explosions heard in central Iran. Reports say, this is old, but I have to say it anyway. According to Boponi and a few others, it will heat up. Solar eclipse was the marker, right? Explosions were heard in Iran after Israel launched missile strikes in retaliation for a barrage of more than 300 drones and missiles fired by Tehran. And the weekend, and the U.S. new organizations reported. Iran's semi-official Oh, FARS news agency said on Friday, local time, that explosions were heard near the airport at the central city of ABC, CBS, and NPR, each citing that at least one unnamed American official reported that Israel was responsible. Citing three Iranian officials, the New York Times reported that the military airport near had been targeted. The cause of these sounds is still unknown. The investigations continue until the exact details of the incident are determined. FARS reported an unidentified Iranian official later told Reuters that the explosions came from the local air defense systems, adding no missile attack that had been carried out. The brief report made no mention of Israel drones. Whoo! Iran says Israel drones like children's toys to them. As Iraq investigates military base explosion, it has not been proven to us that there is any connection between this and Israel. Hussein Hamdullah said, he told NBC, they're more like toys that our children play with. They're more like toys that our children play with. Not drones, he added. Meanwhile, an Israel official said it was intended only to convey to Iran that Israel has the ability to hit targets inside the country. The attack appeared to target an Air Force base near the city of deep inside the country, but without striking any strategic sites or causing major damage. Two security sources said it was not known who was responsible for the airstrike. The U.S. official said there had been no U.S. military activity in Iraq. Israel asked U.S. for more ammunition. Hey, we need some more ammunition down here. Can you guys help us out? Sure, no problem. We'll send you all our tax dollars. More ammunition as tension with Iran rises. Israeli is asking the U.S. for more tank ammunition and tactical vehicles. Three people familiar with the matter said, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, government looks to replenish its stockpiles amid the war in Gaza and increasing tensions with Iran. The people who asked not to be identified discussing private deliberations said the request had only just been submitted and the administration had yet to begin formal evaluation. The Wall Street Journal reported earlier that the administration was weighing the request for $1 billion in 120 millimeter tank ammunition, vehicles, and mortar rounds. There goes all your money. It's going to all these wars, folks. All your money. Ah, there you go. Have some more. It's like a stripper. Boo, 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 boo. Make it rain, baby. The United States is making it rain on other countries. Here you go. Have some more. Put your hands together for Israel. Oh, yeah. Israel. Oh, yeah. Make it rain on Israel. Put your hands together for Ukraine. Oh, yeah. Make it rain for Ukraine. Making it rain for Ukraine. Put your hands together. Put your hands together for beautiful Taiwan. Get on the stage, Taiwan. Oh, yeah. Put your hands together. Oh, yeah. Trump fumes at judge when he orders him to sit like a dog. So the first week of Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York City ended with a power move by the judge who ordered the former president to take a seat, where he remained fuming in his chair until the judge left the courtroom. New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan was wrapping up a contentious hour of debate with lawyers on both sides Friday afternoon when he clarified that the contempt hearing, where he might punish Trump for repeatedly ignoring a gag order and continuing to publicly speak, threatening about witnesses and jurors, would commence Tuesday morning. So they're not going to let this guy hold campaign rallies. They're not going to let him run. Look what they're doing. This is for you to see. This is why he's sitting there. Mr. T is letting you see what they're doing, what an out-of-control government looks like. This is why this is happening right now. This is why you need to understand this. You need to see the fucking horror in this. You can't simply tell the people. You have to show them, which is happening right now, which makes it so fucking frustrating for people like me and you to endure this, because too many people are asleep. They don't know what's going on. They just want their McDonald's cheeseburger and their Netflix, and that's it. What else do we have to worry about? Nuclear war? Well, yeah, of course nuclear war is going to happen. We need to clean the planet. Okay, so when I say Mrs. C, the Wicked Witch of the West, you know who that is, right? Don't put it in here. Thank you. Thank you, C.K. Malcolm. Listen to me for a second, folks. Don't put it in here. Do not put it in here. Don't put Mrs. C in here, okay? So Miss C, we know who that is. She lost 2016. Claims Trump wants to kill his opposition like Putin and Kim Jong-un. Gee, I wonder where she got that idea. In wild rant, pleading for Americans to vote for Biden, she admits the president, 81, is old, but you still need to vote for Biden. Mrs. C, who is 76, who lost the presidential election to the 77-year-old Mr. T in 2016, was appearing on the Defending Democracy podcast. She believes that when it comes to the rematch between the 81-year-old Biden and Mr. T, she still backs the effective and compassionate current president. He's so compassionate. We're in World War III right now, and he's compassionate. Trump, on the other hand, Ms. C believes would be an autocrat in the model of Vladimir Putin or a dictator like the likes of Kim Jong-un. Former Secretary of State Ms. C claimed that Trump wants to kill and imprison his opposition. Gee, where did she get that idea? Tells you we're on to something, right? If she's saying this, tells you we're getting close. They're scared. He wants to jail them. Where would she get that idea? Let me think about this for a second. Who gave her that idea? Why is she saying this? Why are they so scared? Things that make you go, That's what Trump really wants, she added. Those are the people he's modeling himself after. And we've been down this road in our, world history. We sure don't want to go down that way again. We're going down it right now, lady. We know who you are. Oh, boy. Crazy. Crazy times we're living in. Paramount Studios investing claims that Sylvester Stallone allegedly used disparaging language on Tulsa King set. So apparently now you're not allowed to express how you feel or use disparaging language towards anyone, folks. That's against the law. You don't have freedom of speech. You're not allowed to express how you feel about somebody. Paramount is looking into claims. Well, they're looking into it. We got to look into this. He said something disparaging about somebody. Paramount is looking into claims Sylvester Stallone allegedly used disparaging language about background actions on the set of Tulsa King, which streams on Paramount, sources told CNN. The studio is investigating claims that first surfaced on social media in which Stallone was accused of referring to some performers working as extras on the set of TV series as ugly and a tub of lard and a fat guy with a cane, according to two sources close to the show. Imagine what these guys feel like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. The world they're living in right now is like the unknown. These were the action stars of the 80s. These guys were like I had posters of these guys in my room. Sylvester Stallone for Rocky, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator. I mean, these were like masculine dudes, muscles, everything. Like, look at the superheroes now. Oh, the world's changed so much. I'm definitely a prehistoric dinosaur now. bring in pretty young girls to be around me, Stallone was accused of being overheard saying to the director of Tulsa King in another social media post about the set. So what, he's not allowed to be straight? He's not allowed to like women? Bring in pretty girls to be around me. Wait, so hold on. He's not allowed to like have blood pumping through his veins. He's not allowed to like the opposite sex. He's not allowed to like women, young women. He's not allowed. That's not allowed. That's not. Oh, okay. No, because that's toxic. Can't do that. Both production sources told CNN that that no formal complaints have been lodged against Stallone or the director. Human resources personnel became aware of the accusations from the social media posts. The individual said, well, we got to look into this because you're just not allowed to like women. Young women, how dare you? Let's get to what the fuck news and what the fuck news and what the fuck news. Whore as researcher 37. Now, you guys probably saw this. Sets himself on fire outside Trump trial in horrific political protest after ranting about the revolution online. What did he prove by doing this? He did make what the fuck news, though. So if that was his goal, good job. Max Azzarello set himself on fire outside the Manhattan criminal court. The 37-year-old was rushed to the hospital where he remains in critical condition. Holy shit, he's still alive. Police described the incident as propaganda-based. Dude, why would you do this? You burn yourself alive to prove what? You're a joke? Horrifying scenes unfolded outside Donald Trump's hush money trial on Friday after a man set himself on fire in an act of extreme political protest. Maxwell Azzarello, 37, doused himself in an alcohol substance before taking a lighter to his clothes near Manhattan Criminal Court. Jesus. He was seen kneeling with his hands behind his head, engulfed in flames as the world media and horrified onlookers watched. NYD police officers rushed to extinguish the flames. He was taken away in a gurney and remains in the hospital in critical condition. I'd like to talk to this guy right now and be like, was it worth it? You're going to look weird the rest of your life. Was it worth it? I just want to know, was your statement heard? Did you get your point across? The only person that matters is you. So did you do what you wanted? Did you get what you wanted? Did you reach the goal you wanted, buddy? He was seen throwing pamphlets in the air moments before he set himself ablaze. It remains. How do you even prepare for this? You know the pain it must be to be burnt alive. And then after that, I think they have to come and scrub your skin. Scrub all the dead skin, the burnt skin off. Ah! He was taken away in a gurney and remains in the hospital in critical condition. So the subsect panned by Azzarello states he is an investigative researcher, a post published moments before the horrifying incident reads, I have set myself on fire outside the Trump trial. The Substack is a rambling anti-establishment diatribe which claims the world is the victim of a totalitarian con. He also warns of an apocalyptic fascist world coup. On the Florida, so is this guy against Trump or for Trump? His profile claims he has been self-employed since March of 2023. He was arrested twice last year for disturbing the peace in Florida. I've never seen something that in my life, eyewitnesses Charles Ubach told Daily Mail. I was crossing the park and saw a man on fire. Jesus. I don't know what I'd do if I saw someone on fire. I would just be like, wow, this is interesting. I don't even think I'd be horrified. I would just kind of sit there and be like, I wonder what's going through that individual's mind right now. Like, he's on fire. Like, what? I'd like to ask him some questions after this is over with. Can someone please put him out? And then I want to say, how do you feel? How do you feel right now? Was it worth it? Did you get your point across? Did you make your statement? Because I'm going to just go about my day now, and it was interesting seeing you on fire, but other than that, I'm going to totally live a normal life, and you're not. You're not. So, wow, was that worth it? Because now you're going to be in hospital for the remainder of your life if you survive. And now I'm just going to wonder, the only thing that you did was make me, one day I'm going to tell my kids, oh, yeah, I saw a guy on fire once. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. That's a statement you made. Okay, that's it. That's all you did. That's it. That's all you did. The fuckery continues, folks. The fuckery continues. And I got to say, in my personal life right now, I've got a lot of fuckery. So I'm trying to hold it down as I come and do the news on the fuckery in the world, as I have fuckery going on in my life. But I still make it. So, folks, don't get mad at me if I don't make a show here and there. I'm still uploading to ninoscorner.tv. I'm just trying to handle the fuckery. So there's a lot of fuckery being thrown at me, and I'm dodging and weaving the fuckery. Sometimes the fuckery hits me, and I have to take a day off and not do a show. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to do my best with what I got right now. So please forgive me if I miss a show here and there. What is today? Is today Monday? So Monday, Wednesday, I should be here unless more fuckery hits me. So that's what I'm going to be trying to do. So I did a show with John Pounders and David Weiss on the Antarctica. So, you know, we had Akshay on, and David Weiss called me. You know, he's a flat earther guy. Oh, I got to debunk this. Okay, fuck. Here we go. And you know what? I don't know what. He confuses me. He really does. I want to sit here and say, no, dude, it's a globe. It's a globe. Shut up. But then he starts talking, and I start listening, and I go, fuck. Now I got a lot of questions again. So now I can't even. Is it bad to say that I just don't know? I don't know. I don't know what we're on. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this reality is. And guess what? Neither do you. I don't care what you learn in school. You don't know either. You don't. So we really don't know what our reality is. And it's, you know, God and Jesus. And hold on. I believe I'm more on board with Jason Brashears on this is a simulation. Everything looks real, but I've done certain psychedelics that have opened up the fabric of the universe to me, and I've seen the inner workings. You haven't. A lot of you haven't, so you don't have no room to tell me anything. And I'm going to say this. There's more to our reality than you know, but what we perceive with our five senses, there's a lot more going on. That's all I know. That's all I know. And the world is full of lies to keep us trapped, keep us imprisoned. And I'm trying to break through that. And that's what ninoscorner.tv is all about. And it's not just political. It's everything. It's everything. It's what they teach you since kindergarten. That's why it's so hard to deprogram you, because you learn this shit when you're young. You learn this shit real early. Ooh, outer space, the planets, this, that, blah, 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 blah. I don't buy it anymore. I don't buy any of it. And I'm not scared to say I don't know. I just don't know. You know what I've also noticed in my life? Nothing impresses me anymore. Nothing. And I don't know if that's just because I'm getting older, but nothing. It's like everything's lost its shine. Like I look at everything now and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Oh, really cool. Yeah, whatever. All right, folks, I'm going to take off now. Thank you for tuning in to my rant. News with a rant. Whatever. All right, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. And the black sheep of broadcasting. I'll see you Wednesday. Get to ninoscorner.tv. Got to watch that interview. And I have much more coming on. And I got the general stand with Mike King. It's going to be fire. Laters, folks.